Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Seller Notes. You know, one of the things that's kind of fun, you do this more than I do, although I've occasionally had folks come to me, is you have groups, restaurants, whatever, who want you to come in and help them assemble a wine list or build some things, some selections for their customers or their clientele. You recently did one of these projects.
I do. There's a club downtown that has a very, very fine wine list and a very good restaurant associated with them. And I was asked to help put together a wine dinner for them. And because one of the points was that we could use this dinner to make recommendations for the wine list, I thought that would be a lot of fun.
That is a fun way to do it.
So I worked with my friends at Country Vintner, which is a very, very good distributor, and I picked out 8 of my favorite wines, 4 reds and 4 whites, and we served them blind, and they did a really nice job matching the food with pairings. We had a red and a white with each course.
Were you pouring out a little bag so they couldn't see the label?
Yeah, I actually had tinfoil wrapped around them, which is the way I like to do it. Yeah, so nobody had any idea what they're getting. And I told them there was a common theme, which we will reveal at the end of this this broadcast.
Gotcha.
The first one we poured was the Kunstbass Alsace Blanc. Mm-hmm. And Kunstbass is just a good name from Alsace, a really good producer. This is an Edelsvicker. This is, in other words, you know, a whole lot of the grapes that go into their whites get blended together. Another wine that I poured is something that I discovered over the last year that I just adore. This is Martin Sancho Rueda Verdejo, which is from Spain. And this is Rueda is the most popular white wine in Spain.
This is
the guy who invented it.
Oh, wow.
And it's a lovely wine, very, very classy. I know Tio Pepe has it on their wine list. It's really nice. A lot of people are looking for un-oak Chardonnay, and I found one from Australia, the West Cape Howe Unwooded Chardonnay. No oak, huh? Really? Because it didn't taste like that. It really, really was wonderful. Lots of richness. Hard to believe, but yes, it was un-oaked. And finally, a grape that I think is very much overlooked is Semillon. And it used to be very, very popular in California decades ago. Fortunately, a Cole number 41 up in Washington makes it. It's a lovely, plump wine, very, very food-friendly. Let's get on to the reds.
Okay.
And one of my favorite wines that I've discovered a few years ago is La Giretta Valpolicella Super Rapasa. And this is just a wonderful wine. It is a sleek Ferrari of a wine because it is so racy, so classy, and it just is zippy.
It's a sleek Ferrari,
It's a sleek Ferrari.
Wow.
And it doesn't cost as much.
That's terrific.
From Portugal, from the Douro Valley, comes Quinta de Crosto, a really nice, big old rustic red I've become very fond of. My favorite all-time Côte de Rhône is Domaine Lagarrigue Cuvée Romain. Really lovely wine.
It is
and
good
finally,
stuff.
A nice discovery, Sean Miner, who's a very good winemaker. We've mentioned him on this show.
Mm-hmm.
He has a Napa Valley red blend that is just delicious. So every single one of these wines was very popular with the people at the dinner. They were going to recommend them all for consideration. And the theme. They all retail for under $22.
That's a deal.
So that means they could go on the wine list conceivably for around $30 to $35.
That's terrific.
And these are the wines that belong out there. I am going to put these on the website so people can go shopping for these wines. They're not that hard to find. Everybody does business with Country Vintner. So have fun looking these up. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson, and you've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.